We'll talk about being redeemed this morning.
Amen.
And you know, the blessing is that we are redeemed in this life, but we're also redeemed in death as well. And we're going to talk about that by the help of the Lord this morning. And just thinking about just being redeemed, just to break it down for us, maybe relating in a natural sense, something that being relieved of something, being freed from something that you maybe had to do or something that you were carrying. I remember ask this question. Have you ever been asked or tasked to do something that maybe you could say that you don't enjoy? Maybe even you might say that you have an extreme dislike for it. You know, in times of our life, we've had to do things like that. So the second question would be, how did you feel when somebody came along and they said, you know what, I'll do it. You don't have to do it. I know maybe they had a knowledge of your extreme dislike for this particular thing. And they said, you know what, I'll take care of that. Don't worry about it. You go do something else. How did you feel? Were you sad about it? Were you disappointed? Did you say, no, I'll take care of it? Or were you glad to say, okay, go right ahead? You know, there's a joy. It felt like a load was lifted. Oh, I don't have to do this. I can do something else. I'm pretty sure you were rejoicing about it. Even thinking about growing up as with a lot of siblings, and maybe some of you all that grew up with a lot of siblings can relate to this. When you have a lot of siblings, there's a lot of things to do. And generally those things are shared. And maybe, I can think about times growing up. Maybe there was some specific things that weren't the most enjoyable to do. I'm just being honest this morning. But when you have a lot of siblings, what sometimes you can do is you can do little trades, right? You say, you know what, I don't like to do this as much, but I prefer doing this. So let's do a little trade. Where I'll do that duty for you, and then you do that duty for me. You know, there's a wonderful thing for that each of us, I believe, those that proclaim to know God, we can express the joy of being redeemed. There's just something that's so wonderful to know that I'm redeemed. To know that there was once a weight that I carried around with me. There was something that used to bind me, that used to wrap me up, that used to have me tied up, that used to have me chained down, that I've been released from. There's something wonderful. There's a wonderful feeling in being redeemed. You know, there's something that I feel like maybe I should think about maybe a little bit more often than I do. Maybe we do, and if you do, keep doing that. But Lord, it's just something that it's wonderful to know I'm redeemed. It's a wonderful feeling to know that all is well between me and God. And you know, we can remind ourselves of that. There are so many blessings and benefits that we have in salvation because of the fact that we have been redeemed. You know, that doesn't prohibit us from having trials and tests. We still got to live. And that's just a part of life. But you know what? In the midst of all those things, you know, I can be, you know what? Even when I'm going through a trial, when I'm going through the test, when life happens to me, I'm still redeemed. Yeah, in spite of whatever may be going on, I'm thankful that I'm redeemed by the help and by the grace of God. You know what it this means? The simple definition of being redeemed is free from the consequences of sin. And when we think about that, those consequences were mine. You know, I couldn't, it's not something that I could say was somebody else's fault. It was me, myself, and I was guilty. But, you know, I've been redeemed from all of that. That's a wonder. We sing, there's several verses of a song that we sing from time to time. It says, I'm redeemed. And it's wonderful to know that we are redeemed. One of the verses, the first verse says, I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed from the darkness of the night. I know this song. That so thickly enveloped my soul. There have rays of wonderful light where the waves of thy glory do roll. So in other words, I was lost and undone. There was no hope for me, but I've been redeemed. Been redeemed from all of that darkness, the darkness of the night. But then another verse, it says, I've been redeemed from all sin. I've been cleaned up. Those things that used to drag me down, I've been redeemed from it. I'm redeemed from all sin. I've cast all that aside. Now I'm walking in the light. I'm redeemed from all sin. And I'm walking in the light, and thy spirit illumines my way. See, all that darkness that I used to surround me, it's all gone now. Because all that sin, God took it away. He redeemed me from it. Isn't that wonderful? I'm redeemed this morning. All that I used to carry, that baggage I used to carry with me, I don't carry it anymore. The darkness is gone. I'm walking in the light. And the Spirit illumines my way. God can look to the Lord and say, Lord, which way should I go? Go this way. We talked about a little bit this morning in Sunday school with Brother Joseph, how the Lord came down and visited with him, gave him some instruction. Go this direction. Do this. That's the Spirit of the Lord. That the Spirit illumines my way as I go through this life. And it says, thy spirit illumines. I have no fear. I don't have any fear anymore. I don't have to be afraid. When I lay down my head at night, I don't have to be afraid. Because I know if I don't wake up, I know where I'm going to be. I'm redeemed. There's no fear of the terror in my eye at night, nor the arrow that flies by day. I'm redeemed. God has redeemed me. Thank the Lord. You know this redemption plan? It started back in the Old Testament. And you know what? You've heard the expression of how there's types and shadows in God's word. There were literal redemption that was taking place with God's people, but it was a type and a shadow of something that's coming, that was coming. So it was an encouragement for them then, but it also is an encouragement for us now because we recognize God was redeeming his people and he had a plan for future generations to be redeemed. So let's begin in Psalms, the 106th chapter and the 7th verse. This is back when this is making reference to the children of Israel. When they were in Egypt, they were in bondage. They were having to do things that they didn't desire to do. So their natural enemies were the Egyptians. But God had deliverance for them. Our fathers understood not thy wonders in Egypt. They remembered not the multitudes of thy mercies. Provoked them at the sea. Even at the Red Sea. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake. That he might make his mighty power to be known. He rebuked the Red Sea also.
And it was dried up.
It was dried up.
So he led them through the depths.
Passed through the wilderness.
And he saved them from the
and saved them from the hand of him that hated them.
And redeemed them from the hand of the enemy.
And the waters covered their enemies.
There was not one of them left.
Then believed they his words.
Then they believed they his words.
And they sang his praise.
So this is in relation to a story that we're very familiar with when the children of Israel left Egypt. How Pharaoh and his armies were pursuing after them. And they just thought, what do we do here? Here we were in bondage and we'd be been set free now. But now the enemy is chasing after us and now we're going to be lost. Oh, but, you know, God in his love and his mercy, he took care of them, didn't he? He said he rebuked the sea. You know, you can almost imagine in thinking back when they was going through that, how he just parted it. Yeah. And then how did it, even that they walked through on dry land? Yeah. But he redeemed his people. Yeah. Right? He redeemed them from their enemies. Yeah. Brought them through through the dry land. And not only that, but then he swallowed them all up in the water. And they just went on like never before for the Lord. Well, but you know what? Then what does that mean for you and I? When we think about what is that? You know, we can be inspired by stories like this. You know, so in our natural life, we might come up against some seas. Right? We may come up against some things that just look like the enemy's behind me on this hand and there's a sea in front of me. What am I going to do? Well, are you redeemed? You can look back at what God has done for his people, and we can be encouraged to know that the God that we serve is the same, right? He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Preached on that several Sundays ago, but that's the reason why all these things are in the Bible, to encourage us. He's been redeeming his people since the Old Testament. And that's for our encouragement, to know that also that he's no respecter of persons. The things that he has done for others, he will do for us as well. So then we can also think about this story. We can think about us being redeemed from the enemy. You know, this was a natural enemy that they had, but this applies to us in our lives, not only in a natural sense, but also in a spiritual sense. That God has all power to be able to, whatever the enemy wants to bring against us, to try to discourage us in any kind of way, that he has power over the enemy. That he can stop him right in his tracks. I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. It's wonderful to be you know what, that can give the devil a blow. Why is he messing with you? Because you redeemed. What is he? There's another reference about us being redeemed in the 136th Psalm and the 23rd and the 24th verse. He remembered us in our low estate. For his mercy endureth forever.
Redeemed us from our enemies. For his mercy endureth forever. So in other words, he's always looking out for our behalf. You know what? A lot of times when somebody gets to the low point of their life, people want to push them aside and want to cast them aside. You just really done messed up now. But you know what? That's when God is still standing there with open arms. He remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever. So in times when you feel like, oh, it's hopeless, there's still hope because you can be redeemed. He's standing there with his arms stretched out to you and I in times like that. And not only can he redeem us from our low estate, he can redeem us from our enemies. For his mercy endureth forever. The writer says he redeemed us from sin, from death, hell, and all of our spiritual enemies. That's what he came to redeem us from. And he was not only that, but he was sent. He had a special purpose. The specific purpose of why he came was to redeem us. And that's the wonderful thing, that we can rejoice in the fact that I'm redeemed. You know, there's many songs that songwriters have attempted to picture, you know, they paint a picture. You paint a picture with words, right? And in thinking about how do you express the fact that I'm redeemed? And how do you put that into words to be able to express the significance of being, I'm redeemed. We just sung the song about from the darkness. I'm redeemed from the darkness of sin. So here's some other phrases that songwriters have used in trying to express the joy of being redeemed. One songwriter said this: thank God I am free, free, free from this world of sin. Been washed in the blood of Jesus. I've been born again. Praise God, I'm free. For it is a wonderful grace. I'm so glad that I found out that he brought me out and showed me the way. Isn't that wonderful? That you know, you, each and every one of us, can relate to that songwriter. We can say, thank God I'm free. Why am I free? Because I've been redeemed. Another songwriter said it this way: Jesus Christ has come to set the captives free. He died to take away death's sting. His blood at a ransom he gave for me. Praise to him I ought to sing. So I can sing because of the fact that he set me free. That I'm no longer in bondage. I'm no longer in bondage to even my own self. Not only the enemy of my soul. He set me free from all of it. Another songwriter said it this way: I'm redeemed. Jesus loosed the chains of sin and set me free. I am redeemed. I am redeemed. Jesus loosed the chains of sin and he set me free. Isn't that wonderful? That we can all have that testimony. Be reminded of that. You know, when it gets difficult, maybe you're going through something difficult in your life. Maybe there's a trial that seems like it's beating you up. Just remember, I'm redeemed. And even in the midst of all that, I'm still free. I'm free from my burden of sin that used to drag me down. And the fact that in his redemption for me, he called me by name. He called each and every one of us by name. Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, and the 1st through the 3rd verse. Again, when we look at these scriptures in the Old Testament, it's again types and shadows of things that God is doing for us in the grace dispensation.
But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob,
and he that formed thee, O Israel,
fear not,
for I have redeemed thee.
I have called thee by name.
Thou art mine.
When you pass through the waters,
I'm going to be with you.
And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When you walk through the fire, you're not going to be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Isn't that wonderful? He called us all by name. And it, just as he did for those in the new, in the Old Testament, how he said here, oh Jacob, oh Israel, I've redeemed thee, I've called thee. He called them by name, and he called us by name as well. Isn't that wonderful that he called us out, each one by name? Child, I want you. You can be redeemed. And then he had the writer, you know, this is an illustration that's given. But, you know, these things happen to individuals. You pass through the waters. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? I'll be with you. And through the rivers, they're not going to overflow you. So when you go through, as we go through life and things come our way, we can know that they're not going to swallow us up. Because we're redeemed. Oh, but what if you have to walk through the fire? That sounds familiar too, doesn't it? Right? You remember the three Hebrew boys? They were in the fire, and Jesus was right in there with them. And it said, when you walk through the fire, you're not going to be burned. You know, sometimes as we go through life, we got to go through some fires, don't we? But you know, God is right there with us. We can claim, just like he was with those Hebrew boys, he can be that same God for us. We got the same redemption. He'll be right in there with us. And then when we come out of it, then the smell of fire won't even be on us. Isn't that wonderful? When you walk through the fire, you won't be burned, neither shall the flame kindle thee. Again, we look at this, we think about how God redeemed his people through time when they were in captivity. And how he brought them out. And how when he sent his son, it was for the redemption of all mankind. And it's for us to take hold of all that he has done for us. You know, much more, the writer says, will he take care of those who are redeemed with the blood of his son. So we claim that redemption, and we can know that God will be with us no matter what we have to go through. I have trials, I have tests, you have trials, you have tests, but you know what? In the midst of all that, we're still redeemed, and God will be with us no matter what we have to go through. You know, we can also rejoice because we can proclaim our name as redeemed. And you know what? That's something that each and every one of us has to do on a daily basis, isn't it? In order to stay in that redeemed state, we have to fight continually each and every day. Because realize the enemy is out to do all that he can to try to discourage us. But you know what? This is another writing in Psalm. The song that David mentioned here in Psalm 107, 1 and 2. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
He hath redeemed from the
whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. It said that's to you and I. Yes. It's up to us to. It said, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." Is that something that? I'm redeemed. I'm free. You know, how does that make you feel? You know, it should do something to us. Yeah, I'm redeemed. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So how do we express how we feel about it? It just seems like it's not something that we can just keep for ourselves. It's something that it's just going to express itself. It's a part of us. It's going to come out. And maybe even just not only just in the way we carry and act and conduct ourselves. I'm reminded of something the other day. Brother Henry and I were somewhere and we were talking to someone and they were talking about something. And even before they started beginning the conversation of what they were talking about, you're going to condemn me. Or I may not have the exact word. What? Judge. You're right. That's what he said. I'm sorry. He said, "You're going to judge me." What did we say? When we go around and we proclaim to everybody, we're preachers of the gospel, you're all sinners. And we don't. It just comes out in how we carry ourselves. I'm redeemed. That somebody felt that they had to say that before. And, you know, because why do people say things like that? Because usually what they're about to say, they judge themselves. Right? That's really what it's about. But when you're redeemed, you might not even. Sometimes you know you have to say nothing. It's just a part of you. But you know when you have that opportunity, you don't keep it quiet. You express. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Does God know how we feel? Do we let Him know? How often do we let Him? Do we let Him know enough? Thank you, Lord. Do we just sit down sometimes and think about our life? You ever sit down and thought about what would my life be like if I hadn't gotten saved and given my life to the Lord? I mean, and the point of doing that is not to, it's to help us to be thankful. To say, thank you, Lord, for redeeming me. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. I don't, you know, maybe it even is too much for our minds to fathom to even think of. I don't even know. I'm just thankful that I didn't go that way. That when He called me by name, that I responded and said, yes. One songwriter penned these words. Salvation. It's the sweetest thing that mortal ever found. It's the sweetest thing. Can you say that this morning? It's the sweetest thing that mortal. And if it's not that to you, it should be. Are you taking full advantage of it? You've been redeemed. You've been washed in the blood of Jesus. Been born again. It should be the sweetest thing to you. The chains that had me bound have been loosed. Been set free by the grace of God. And then we can also rejoice in the fact that we have a blessed privilege. Not a duty. It's a privilege. Yes. To allow God to use us as willing vessels in this earth.
Titus 2 and 14.
Who gave himself for us,
that he might redeem us from all iniquity,
and purify for himself a peculiar people,
zealous of good works.
It just, he gave himself for us. If Jesus gave his life for me, shall I not give him mine? He just think about it like this. He purchased our freedom from iniquity. He just said, I'll pay the price. That whatever is due, I'll pay it. And then that's my child now. I have the right to be able to call after that child to say, you're my child now. But then we still have to be willing, right? First of all, when he calls us, we have to respond, right? And then as we get to know him more intimately, then he calls and requires more of us, right? And then it becomes a privilege now for me, because I recognize all that he's not only done, all that he continues to do for me. Then I say, Lord, whatever you ask, I'll do. He redeemed us. Did it say from some? All. You know what that puts? That puts a damper on some of the thoughts that maybe in the world today that you live in sin. No. It said he redeemed us from all iniquity. So none of it. And he purified unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. He gave his own life as a ransom price to redeem ours. And he not only did it for each and every, he did it for the whole world. And then not only that, he cleans and purifies us unto himself. And then he desires us to become willing vessels. So when you consider, he paid my price for sin. He cleans me up and purifies me. And makes me actually a person that somebody else can live with, right? You know, when you think about, then what? How can I say no? Lord, it's a privilege. It's a privilege that I have an opportunity to endeavor to try to repay the price that you paid for me. So it's the privilege of, in my redemption, I can say, Lord, I'm willing, because I recognize what you've done for me. He cleanses and purifies us to himself for us to become willing servants. That's just in, we're just talking about this life. That's all of that in this life. But you know what? We redeemed in death as well. And not only we redeemed in our, I'll say this, in our natural death. When we have that association with God, with that relationship with God that we should have. I'm going to look at two verses and see how these two verses tie together. The first one is Psalm 31:5.
Into thy hand I commit my spirit.
Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. The writer here is saying here,
into thy hand do I commit my, Lord, I give it to you because you have redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. Now, how does this relate to something that Jesus said? Let's go to Luke 23 and 46.
And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice,
he said,
Father,
into thy hands I commit my spirit.
And having said this,
he gave up the ghost. So here we see these two things connecting. So not only redeemed in life, but when it comes time to the end of this natural life, we can commit ourselves into his hand just like Jesus did. So when you think about that, it's a win. We talked about it's a win-win. It's a win-win in life. And then it's a win because of we gain eternal life. I'm redeemed.
Amen.
Can you say that this morning? Can you say, I'm redeemed? You know, it's a blessing to be able to say that. But again, it's something that I have to maintain. Just because I'm redeemed today, I can't just throw everything away now. I have a duty in maintaining being redeemed. So I have to continue in it on a daily basis. And you know what? Maybe you can't say that this morning. If you're not redeemed this morning, I want you to know that it's not too late. The best, most important decision that any of us ever made was when God called us by name, that we responded to him. And then to be able to enjoy the blessed privileges of knowing I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. Think about just a few other verses of some of these songs. Talking about being free. The writer said, for a long time I traveled. Down a long weary road. My heart was so heavy. In sin I sank low. But I heard about Jesus. What a wonderful hour. And he brought me out through his saving power. That verse says, like a bird out of prison that's taking its flight. Like a blind man that God gave by its sight. Like a poor wretched beggar who lost fortune and fame. I'm so glad that I found out he could bring me out through his holy name. You know that he's still doing that today. All of us that have it, we can rejoice in knowing I'm redeemed. And by the grace and help of God, I'm going to endeavor to stay redeemed till I get to the end of this life. Oh, but he's still working today. Another verse said that song about I'm redeemed. He loosed the chains of sin. I'm going to get the words here a moment. It says that I was a slave in a foreign land. So very far from my father's loving hand. But then one glorious day, he rescued me and he brought me out and he paid a debt that I couldn't pay. I still live in that foreign land. But you know what? In this, we're strangers and pilgrims, right? We're strangers. We're still in the foreign land. But you know, the wonderful thing now is we're free.
We're free in this foreign land because of this redemption plan. Because we can say, I'm redeemed. And you know what? One day, that's why I got to continue. Hold on to it on a daily basis, because one day I'll join the robed in white, the redeemed, and be able to sing the song that the angels can't sing. Because of what God done for me. Let's be reminded of this, you know. Just think about it from time to time. I know we do. Maybe we already do. But just what the significance of it. Maybe difficulties coming our way. I'm still redeemed. I'm redeemed. Thank the Lord. He's been good to me. I can still hold on to him. I know he's still doing. Even though he's already done, he's still blessing day by day. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed. Praise the Lord. Not only in this life, but then when I get to the end, I can be redeemed in eternal life. Saints, I appreciate your time and attention this morning. If you can say I'm redeemed this morning, continue. Continue in that. And if you can say, if you say this morning, if you can't say it, it's not too late. It's not too late to say, I know the price has been paid, but now he's calling you by name. And he's saying, I have something special for you and your life. Again, I appreciate your time and your attention. This-